Human trafficking, contraband tobacco. Two serious crimes not generally linked. But the North Okanagan Shuswap Crime Stoppers is painting both as crimes that are troubling locally, as the organization recognizes January as Crime Stoppers Month. Our society is affected by these issues as they put a strain on our healthcare system, social services, and encourages criminal enterprises, said Mike Remington, North Okanagan Shuswap Crime Stoppers board member and past president. It is therefore crucial that we recognize when human trafficking is occurring. Human trafficking, he said, is the exploitation of individuals using force, fraud or coercion for such purposes as forced labor, sexual exploitation, and other forms of servitude. The trafficking of people is operating domestically and internationally, involving people of all ages, genders, and background. We can find examples in the sex trade, in industry including agriculture, and in domestic household work, said Remington. There were 570 incidents of human trafficking reported to police in 2023, and over the previous decade, there were 1,066 cases that went to court in Canada involving 3,523 charges for human trafficking. Over that 10-year span, BC dealt with close to 9% of human trafficking charges. Victims suffer physical abuse such as injuries, malnutrition, and untreated medical conditions. Psychological trauma appears in the form of anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and a feeling of hopelessness. They are isolated and lack access to support systems. Their exploitation means they are prevented from seeking work elsewhere and are deprived of fair wages, said Remington. While sex trafficking is more likely to take place in larger centers such as Vancouver, foreign workers in the agriculture and construction industries are prey to abusive conditions. Indigenous women and girls are vulnerable to abusive behavior. When human trafficking is occurring, individuals are not allowed to speak for themselves, or they have their identification confiscated. People working excessive hours, lack of pay, or working in unsafe conditions. Signs of abuse, like bruising, malnourishment, fearful behavior. Victims may avoid eye contact, seem disoriented, or express a fear of authorities. If you suspect human trafficking, the first option is to call the local police. There is also the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-800-900-1010. If you want to stay anonymous, call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Contraband tobacco. Remington said the Okanagan is a hotbed for contraband tobacco. The sale of illegal cigarettes may fall under public radar awareness, but it is a serious issue that involves organized crime, said Remington, citing three major examples. Police seized 1.5 million contraband cigarettes at a traffic stop in Vernon in January 2023. Nearly 13 months later in Kelowna, RCMP seized a substantial quantity of contraband tobacco, firearms, and illicit drugs. And in May 2023, across the bridge in West Kelowna, officers collected more than 30,300 packages of contraband smokes, part of a broader initiative to combat organized crime. Contraband tobacco is a double hit to our community, said Remington. The loss of between $215 million and $580 million in tax revenue due to illegal sales hurts the BC government, and the local convenience stores lose foot traffic. Additionally, the trade brings with it organized crime, drugs, and violence to our communities. If you see or know something about any crime, call Crime Stoppers. The program works on complete anonymity. Anyone can submit an anonymous tip by using Crime Stoppers tips line or website. And if that tip leads to an arrest, the individual will receive a reward for their efforts. We don't need your name, we don't ask for ID, said Remington. It's 100% anonymous. Crime Stoppers operates in more than 20 countries worldwide, and since the very first program started in 1976, it's become the number one community-based crime-solving organization in the world. North Okanagan Shuswap Crime Stoppers has been stopping, solving and preventing crime since 1989. Our vision is to reduce crime and make the North Okanagan Shuswap area a safer place, said Remington. North Okanagan Shuswap Crime Stoppers is based in Vernon, and is responsible for an area from Lumbee, Cherryville to Salmon Arm. It's a nonprofit organization that will raise funds throughout the year. The organization holds 3 highly successful shredathons, which raises funds to pay for phone tips. Whilst rewards are offered, many people provide information out of a sense of responsibility to help keep their community safe, said Remington, whose organization has recovered almost $1 million in stolen goods and drugs as a result of tips provided through the organization. You can find out more about North Okanagan Shuswap Crime Stoppers at knoxcrimestoppers.com.